Welcome to Muskoka Road Ramble, a guided stroll through the historic downtown, highlighting heritage buildings, local stories, waterfront connections, and key businesses. Downtown Parquette, 181 Muskoka Road South. Downtown businesses and hotels. Gravenhurst downtown has been ravaged by fire many times in its history, with the largest loss being the Great Fire of 1887. However, Gravenhurst residents have always been resilient people. The early residents of Gravenhurst continually came together with resilience and determination, rebuilding and moving forward after each hardship they faced. All of the original buildings between Phillips Street and Harvey Street were unfortunately constructed with wood and did not survive the fire of 1887. Soon after, a mix of common sense and new law inspired most downtown buildings to be constructed with brick. Many of those buildings still survive today. At the intersection of Muskoka Road and Sharp Street, the Gravenhurst Opera House stands kitty-corner to the former Gilmore Hotel. The Opera House is a grand Gothic Revival-style building whose original purpose was to house both a community performance space upstairs and the town hall on the main floor. Though in 1901 the residents appreciated the addition of this key community hub, at the time, many balked at the $5,000 cost required to complete the structure. Down the sidewalk at 155 Muskoka Road South, you'll find a building where delicious meals have been served for over 100 years. In 1915, Gravenhurst's first police chief, Archie Sloan, opened Sloan's Restaurant, which featured bench-style seating, a community hall, and legendary blueberry pie that people would drive long distances to enjoy. The restaurant name has changed in recent years, but this historic culinary destination is still serving quality food with hometown ambiance. Two more noteworthy buildings can be found at the intersection of Muskoka Road and Bay Brock Streets. The Albion Hotel was built on the northeast corner in 1879, was destroyed by the Great Fire in 1887, and then rebuilt in the Gothic Revival style to reopen in 1888. In 1867, the Steamboat and Stage Hotel stood on the property across the road. It was sold to become the Fraser Hotel, but was lost in the Great Fire of 1887. The Windsor Hotel graced this site shortly after, only to burn to the ground in 1903. The lot sat empty for 10 years until the federal government purchased it in 1913 to build a post office. The Great War, however, paused plans until 1926, when a one-story brick post office was erected, with a second floor and other upgrades added some years later. Both the Albion Hotel and post office buildings have been designated heritage properties by the town of Gravenhurst. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Gravenhurst's storied streets. This tour was compiled by the Gravenhurst Municipal Heritage Committee, the Town of Gravenhurst, and Away We Go Trips. You've been listening to a North Star Networks production recorded right here in Muskoka and featuring the music of local singer-songwriter Sean Cotton and audio recording by local producer Diana Jacqueline.